Welcome to the Freedom Friends Show, where we introduce you to all of the different techniques that you can take in order to make more freedom friends. Those who either help you get clients, support you with your clients, or those who just simply help you achieve some level of freedom in your life or business. Okay. Welcome to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Shannon Harris, for agreeing to come on.
Oh, thanks for having me, and I would always do a show with you.
Aw, when you big time, I'm going to replay this and make sure that your people hear it so that I can get in the back, because you say it, you will always do a show with me.
Of course, yeah. You can say this. Yeah, I'm good.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So we met at the Healers...
of Color?
Yes, Healers of Color. I'm like, what is it? Healers Conference. Healers of Color Conference in 2013? Was that 13 or 14?
Yeah, I believe it was 13. It was at a retreat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you, of course, blew everybody away. Number one, because you have so much knowledge around sound. Everything, sound healing, sound therapy. I mean, you gave this banging presentation that made us feel like we were back in college. even though we were off the grid, outside, camping in a yurt. You had this whole presentation about all things sound. I'll never forget 432 megahertz and make sure that the music is the vibration of love. That's the one thing I will never forget from that.
Wonderful. Awesome.
So how did you, so what exactly is it that you do? Cause you do a lot.
Wow. Okay. so you talked about the sound of therapy part. So I guess, let me go back. My history and my career path would be in computer science and music.
Okay.
So, from very young, I did both, computers and music as well, and then I began to intertwine them. Then I went to college. I continued music, but right before college, we had a big flood. So I started music as a DJ, and all my records here got flooded. So I stopped DJing for a while, but I continued on with computers. So I went to college. I picked up that music by doing radio, and then from there, it got into producing music, and playing it and traveling internationally with it. And then after being diagnosed with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, I found alternative therapy. So I wanted to make my music and my computer science studies, because I'm into science in general and mathematics. So that's why the music and the computer thing just makes complete sense. I wanted to take that to make something medicinal. So that's how audio pharmacology came about. And
where would you get the idea to you said turn music into what did you
something to something medicinal?
Where would that thought even come from, like music as medicine? Like, I never in a million years.
So from DJing, I noticed how when I would be able to influence dance floors with frequencies and just the manipulation of knobs on these like special mixing boards and things like that. So, and the euphoric feeling it gave people at that time and how they all experienced it at the same time. So that was kind of a high and a vice for me. You know, I collected vinyl records from all the world. I would play parties and I would go to parties. I love to dance. I love to get that feeling from that. So when I was starting to practice, Qigong, which is the mother of Kung Fu, and it looks like Tai Chi. I would do the sounds Qigong, and then we had our Qigong music, but then I said, you know what? I'm going to make something that's actually the sound of the lungs, not just the sound that they give us of the lungs. But I want to make music composed of the frequencies of the lungs. So when I'm doing this Qigong, it enhances that experience. So it's like that, it's the same thing as like DJ on a dance floor. I'm enhancing that experience there. I want to do that when I'm doing my Qigong. So
I love it. The music is your life, is what I gather from that
whole thing. Music and science, exactly.
Yep. Got it. And you have figured out a way to put them all together in a way that heals.
Yes. So another thing I do outside of that, I always wanted to align my music and my computer IT background with something that helps the community. So I started doing sustainable projects in Kenya. But before that, I used to do something for the Save Darfur effort. And I'll always take monies from traveling and doing tours and donate them to several organizations. But I didn't see the problems that I wanted to get resolved, you know, being tracked, you know, the progress being tracked. So I decided to start my own NGO. So I have a international NGO. We're in Kenya and we're in Chicagoland area, and we're doing some projects in Belize, and we're looking to do some things in Peru as well. So that's another thing I do. I love mixing indigenous arts, meaning their natural herbs and medicines and culture, with, you know, some of the modern math and sciences, you know, and putting that in music as well. So that's something else.
So were you in gifted classes as a kid? Like, you got to tell me.
It's an interesting story. When I was younger, I was the child that would sit in a corner with building blocks. My mom would give me Erector sets, Legos, and things like that. And I would stay there and, you know, say, for instance, if it's early in the morning where the sun's coming in through the window, I would stay there and it'd be late at night and I wouldn't even move to turn on the lights. So I'm still building in the pitch black dark until I get something fixed. So
I love it.
From that, you know, I began to, that trained me how to build things. So I originally wanted to be an architect.
Okay.
Before I was into computer science because of that. And then once I was introduced to computers, through some of those, I had the first, I guess it was one of the first PCs, the Radio Shack Tandy color computer. Mm-hmm. And, this is super old school. So my parents got me that. And what really got me prepared for that was these little kits they had, where they had IC chips, capacitors, and diodes, and LEDs. And what you have to do is, you can design, like, it would be like 101 kit. So you can design 100 different things out of this one kit. You just have to learn how to wire it correctly.
A kit of
so
what?
I was doing that. It was a kit of just a flat board with some diodes, IC chips, and okay, all of these circuit sheets.
Can we, okay, in English, what is a diode?
Oh, okay, let me back it up.
Thank you for the non-science folks.
So IC is integrated chips.
Oh, okay, so. Oh, that actually means something.
I'm getting there. So if you open up your computer, right, you're going to see a motherboard. And that's what pretty much this was, like a motherboard. So the motherboard has these different electronic components. And the electronic components in the motherboard has different types of responsibilities. So some, you know, regulate electricity.
Oh, my goodness. So you had like an electricity set as a kid.
Right. It's like this it's something like that. So you could do 100 different, you can build 100 different things out of this one thing. You just have to wire it correctly.
What in the world? And how old were you?
Man, I was young. Maybe like 7, 8 at that time.
And so no mud pies for Shannon is what I hear. The not about mud pies and...
Well, you know what? I do have a mud pie story.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I mean... I remember me and my brother was going out to play with these guys in the neighborhood. And this is when we used to stay on Dorchester, like right off of 71st and Dorchester. Maybe like.
Okay. So you're from Chicago, born and raised.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So 69th and Dorchester. We used to live right across the street from Fermi High School. So we was going out to play, and I think we were new in the neighborhood. And, you know, I guess, I mean, my mom and parents were very strict. So you know, you can see I'm doing diodes and crystal radio.
Yeah, she done invested a lot of money in her kids. Y'all need to stay in the house.
So we go out, and these shorties, like, they wrap, they sit in a circle in this mud. And they're making, like, mud pies and baking them in the sun, right? And they're like, hey, man, what's going on? He was like, yeah, you know, you want some? And we looking at them like, heck nah. You know, but we didn't want to seem like bougie, because, you know, as children, you're trying to fit in.
Exactly.
So, you know, we like, we're not just going to, like, walk away or whatever. We're going to sit, let them serve it up, and then make an excuse that we have to go and we couldn't eat it.
Wait a minute. They weren't actually eating it, were they?
Yes, they were eating these mud pies.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. The city dirt. I can show you the location where they're eating. I drive past there.
Okay, no, we wasn't eating the dirt. I mean, golly. Okay, that's what Okay, so you've got... So you were a DJ. You liked how you were able to control the dance floor,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you transitioned basically controlling the Qigong classes.
Right, my Qigong practices.
Okay, so the first year that you taught at the Healers of Color conference, we had this like graduate level science class about sound and how sound moves the cells in your body and all of this stuff. You can use sound as a self-defense mechanism, like all this awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The second year, I remember that you set up this, I don't even know what the heck to call it, but this whole like sound room where we got to experience sitting in pyramids. And I don't know how much of this stuff is top secret, right? Because as I'm saying it, I'm like, damn, am I telling this? I'm putting you on blast, and I'd be like, not. But it's just like, it was such an amazing experience for me coming from, you know, I had studied what I thought were pretty much, you know, some major modalities. You know, I went to holistic massage school and I studied chakras and, you know, energy in a very, I guess, esoteric, go figure, that's your Facebook name, but just, you know, a very hands-off way to actually feel your body shift, you know, with a gong bath or, I mean, just all the stuff that you did. Like, how did you get into that piece?
Well, I guess when people ask that, and I tell the truth, you know, it's dependent upon what you believe in. So what I do, I study, I've been going through initiation with the Kemetic organization, but we follow the cycles of the year and the winter solstices and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of meditation. So a lot of these things that are coming to me is through deep meditation. So I ask the year prior to find out your pharmacology, you know, what is my next mission and my next path during the winter solstice? And it gave me the Assist Society. That was the NGO. And I started to do work. In fact, all of those things started to flash in front of me during the last night of the winter solstice. So the following year, I wanted to know, because that's when I wanted to get into the sound healing portion of it. I wanted the name. I wanted there was an event that was coming up that I wanted to present it at. It was a PTSD event. So I wanted to know what would be the tools and what would be the actual, what would it consist of? Like, and then all of that came to me. And in fact, I think I only had maybe a week or two, and I had to order all this stuff around the world. And a lot of these things take like 2 weeks, 7 weeks. A lot of stuff was amazing, people, because it was coming in 2 days, free shipping and all this different types of stuff. So a lot of it is... not something that, you know, people like, well, did you get certified? And it's like, well, no, I got this other thing that's kind of helping me along with, you know, having a computer science mathematic background, but how these things are coming to me is through deep meditations. The amount of research I'm doing is all guided, you know.
So does a certification even exist?
For sound healing, yeah, there are organizations in California, there's one in New York, and then there's a couple in London that are doing it, but a lot of them are doing the same thing, like, okay, Tibetan bowls, you know, the heisty
number one.
No. So my setup is a little bit different.
I'll damn say.
So yeah. And yeah, go ahead.
No, go for it.
Yeah, so I try to take the science to another level too. I don't believe in just, okay, these are some chakra bowls, 7 chakra bowls, I'm gonna buy them. You know, I kind of want to know what notes they are at, and not even the notes, the actual frequencies they're tuned to. And I want most of my stuff is custom made. You know what I'm saying? I want this frequency here. I want to use this in my practice. And I don't see a lot of that. It's just like, okay, these are tools that are available like at Walmart or whatever. These are your chakra bowls. And then people just go get the chakra bowls. But knowing the frequencies and the notes and what I like to call sound surgery, meaning being very specific and scientific and intentional, that's what takes audiopharmacology to make it a little bit just a little bit different or enhanced. I'm very particular about, you know, knowing.
How old are you, Shannon?
Oh, no, I can't tell you that now. I can't tell you that now. We got to shut it down.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking. She's like, oh, I offended him. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I offend at least one person every day. So it's I'm not. It was okay if I did.
Oh, no. I'm 43.
Really?
Yeah. I look way younger because, in fact, I'll show you because I started showing my pictures from when I had the bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and I was suffering from all these things. I stopped the clock and I went back to close to some of my pictures that I show her when I graduated from high school. So it's pretty cool.
Wow. What do you think is the cause of being able to turn back the clock?
Well, it first started with doing, from the meditation, it got rid of the stress, which was the huge killer. And then the meditation also helped with being disciplined and changing my diet. And then from there, doing the Qigong, and then I did it with yoga, but enhancing that with the sound, because the sound vibrations, like having that every day, just influenced, you know, my body to like just go back into this whole nother paradigm. It's kind of like we have to acknowledge certain things. Our bodies are not stagnant. So a lot of people think they have ailments or certain things and it's just going to be there for life. But if you study how cells work, you know, cells live for a certain amount of time and then you get new cells. So if you have, you know, over a certain period of time developed those bad cells, if you start enhancing, you know, those cells or the development of the new cells, then you're actually replenishing your body and you got a brand new body because your body's constantly growing. So
right.
When you get that, yeah. So that's how it works. You know, if you want to stop the clock, it's doable because everything in us is not stagnant. It's constantly growing, you know, molding or creating. So when it recreates, you want to enhance it with something that's very positive for health. So then that new creation is going to stop that clock and make you, you know, brighter, younger, sharper, more athletic, you know, and etc. So
do you tell people that you practice sound medicine?
Yeah, sound therapy. And because when I say audiopharmacology, everyone loves the name. They're like, oh yeah, but they're like, what the what is it? So I believe calling it even medicinal music or sound therapy. They say sound healing, but I believe the healing comes through the therapeutic part, because the healing is actually something that inside your body, you know, those are processes that happen there. So the therapy, the therapeutic part, right, influences the healing. So I usually say, you know, sound therapy.
So do you see people, do you issue what are these things called? Not diagnoses, but
yeah,
pharmacists give you like prescriptions. Do you issue prescriptions?
Yes. I just had new clients yesterday. Man, I got clients like doctors who are clients, naturopaths, yoga instructors, and etc. In fact, when I was in Belize in May, I was doing some workshops and some clinical sessions, and then they wanted to bring me back from that period. I told you October 10th through November 22nd. To do more of those, but also take this technology and talk to some of their medical doctors there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I have the some of the frequencies for like vitamin and minerals, because a lot of things that happen inside of us are based upon, you know, deficiencies, right? So in making a diagnosis, I have to get down under the hood of deficiencies. So again, via the meditation, whatever, I came across, you know, this device that allows me to do those vitamin and mineral readings, you know, without blood. So I do that, and it gives me kind of an idea.
Now, anybody who may not be familiar with any of this is like, this dude is off his rocker. But me, who've studied like the Dogon, I'm like, oh my God, he's like bringing shit back. Oh my goodness. Okay, this is crazy. Because you are typically, people who talk about this kind of stuff is so like not grounded. Mm-hmm. But you are like very, I like that there's a science part and it's like a real science. I can appreciate that you get a lot of it through meditation, but mm-hmm. you have a very, I don't know, there's another something about you that doesn't, that I guess it's just groundedness. Maybe it's just groundedness, but I love it. In any event, so how do we get, how would someone come, do they have to be with you there in Chicago in order to, you know, see you, experience this, get a prognosis or diagnosis or prescription?
I do it two ways. I just had a client who came from Delaware for 4 days. I told, they wanted to come for one day. I said, no, I want you to spend 4 days with me. So the first day we did Qigong, and I did a sound science class with them. And then the second day we did the therapy session. The third day we did some more Qigong, and they came 3 days. Sorry. The third day we went out to some energy centers in a forest. I took them there, and we did some work there around water and things like that. So coming to see me, it's like, you know, you get a more personal hands-on experience, but I also do things with people in Belize and in different parts of the country and around the world where we talk about different, I guess, ailments that's going on with their body. I've been sent even x-rays or different things, and then, you know, sending them music or researching certain types of medicinal herbs and things like that, because I do include those in the audio pharmacology with color therapy as well, and then we work from there. So it could be distant or local, it doesn't matter. I think it's more enhanced,
okay,
local, but you know, it's core in how you, if you're a serious person, you know, I send you something and you're on it, you know. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So what's next for you?
Wow. Okay. So lots of things. Good question. So this week I'm starting at a new location called the Natural Healing Center. Mm-hmm. Centers. So it's owned by acupuncturist who has a fascination for ancient and modern technology. So she has a lot of the modern sound equipment. She's aware. She's probably the only person I've gone into their center, and they're highly aware of some of the same sound people who are, you know, pretty influential in the research. And she's actually purchased some of their stuff and has it in her center. So she's very excited. She heard about audio pharmacology. She's been trying to get me in there for a couple of months. So I'm going to be there this Saturday, and ongoing, she wants me to do the gong and sound shower meditations, but then also do my deep tissue and muscle massage, which is going to it's going to coincide with her acupuncture therapy.
Do you actually touch during that?
Yeah, that one.
Does that sound stuff too?
Yeah, that it's sound, but I'm actually touching you with a sonic frequency pod and shooting these different frequencies in areas of your body.
Dude, that stuff is nuts. So, you know what? Here's what's interesting. In this moment, I just remembered that I had a classmate. Number one, you know I work in an acupuncture school, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking like, man, how could I get you out here? But number two, I'm thinking about one of my classmates in massage school who did not, she built or had a custom made table built that delivered sound waves through the table. So you would lay on it and I think there was like a headset piece and yeah, it delivered sound waves. I don't know how deep it was, but she used to try to talk about it. I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. But now I'm like, oh wow, this is what she was talking about.
Yeah, those are pretty popular. California makes a lot of those. So it's basically a pattern of speakers that are under the table that mm-hmm. resonates bass frequencies. And then what they do is they put on headphones so you can have the bass frequencies resonating through your body. And then you have a binaural beats in the headphones that are coincide with the bass frequencies. So I know this sounds very nerdy and I'm getting like,
I love it. every third word I know.
I'm getting very pocket protectorish.
It's all good. Every third word, I'm telling you, every third word I'm familiar with.
Okay. So check it out. Okay. So let me make it simple. So say like you put together a mix, right?
Yes.
And in that mix where the bass is resonating the table. Where the highs is and the voices is coming through the headphones. Okay.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying? So how that works is now you take your frequencies, you know, the bass frequencies, and they're going to resonate the table. And while that's happening in the headphones, you hear this binaural thing and it's all working together. So all it is just multi-tracking. So in a studio program, they're putting different frequencies on different tracks. So I know you heard of studio tracks of somebody tracking in the studio. And then those tracks are designated to different parts of the therapy. So via the headphones or via the table. So, yeah. I lost you.
This is just a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, it's like you can always count on the Black teachers to make you stretch your understanding. They're not going to talk down to you or beneath your understanding. You're going to have to stretch to meet them. So I'm going to just call you Professor Shannon. Because, yeah, I'm stretching. It's all good. It's all good. So where can we find you online? I know you mentioned some of the places that you'll be. If we wanted to get some of your stuff, where can we find you?
I'm at www.audiopharmacology.com. So that's www.audiopharmacology.com.
Okay. Did you register that? I feel like I saw a little R somewhere.
Yeah, actually it's trademarked. So, you know, I registered it and then I trademarked it. And what happened was the other day I was talking to my brother because he's going to trademark some companies. And I was like, he's like, yeah, I thought you trademarked it. I said, oh yeah, I've been using this R for a while. That's supposed to be a team. So I'm changing my flyers within the last week because you're going to be like, man, I thought he was using the R. Now it's a TM. So yeah.
That's awesome. As you should. So are you teaching classes? Like, are you certifying people? I mean, I'm just thinking like, how can someone be mentored or what do they call the other thing?
What, mentor or certified? Or
not certified, but what they call the old school. You go, when you wanted to learn something, you would apprentice. Are you taking apprentice? Like, what's the real deal over here?
Well, I teach a lot of classes. So last month, I had a sound sciences class. And even a month before that, I had a audio pharmacology. And this one's cool. This is some new stuff I'm doing. I didn't even get around to that. So it's going to sound techie, but let me just say the name right quick.
Audio pharmacology. Well, Shannon, it's all good.
Five element system, theta wave, Qigong and brain entrainment. So,
this is one class.
That's a series of classes. So
Okay. And theta wave, that's got something to do with the brain levels of when you sleep, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, five element I'm familiar with from acupuncture.
Exactly.
What's the other part? Brain entrainment.
Right.
Is that hypnotizing yourself or brain reprogramming? Is that like programming yourself?
Exactly.
I told you, dude. I got every third word. I told you.
And then it's doing it with Qigong. So
So movement. There's some movement involved.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you saw those pictures. So when you saw people like sitting in all these chairs with these headphones. headphones on, like kind of like meditating, and then they go in, they move to this other section. I had different like sections where they would start there. I'll take their vitals to see how they came in off the street, and then I'll start them with the brainwave entrainment that had the theta associated with the energy organ system of that week. So we did like liver, lungs, spleen, stomach, spleen.
So it sounds like if they're in circle, it sounds almost like community acupuncture. Except that I'm sure it ain't free, but
it's kind of, well, I you gotta look at it like this. The first part of it is they come in, their vitals are taken, and then they're listening to the theta wave and training music. And then the second part is gongs and Tibetan bowls. Then the third part of it is laying down, doing breath work. And then the fourth part is doing the Qigong while they're laying down doing the breath work, I take another vital check to see what the theta wave music has done. So I always try to test, you know, because that's my whole thing, is a lot of the stuff I'm doing is getting test case study data. So I know if I'm doing it right, I'm doing it wrong, what kind of enhance. And I'm happy to say that every workshop I had, I brought people down, like seriously from, you know, the first workshop was ironically 7 points. Everybody brought down 7 points. So I was like, something must be in the math here. And then the second and third workshops, people were brought down like 12, you know, or more, meaning, you know, their blood pressure and everything was going down since that experience. So then we get into the Qigong. So after the brain, because doing Qigong is a very intense exercise, it's not just the movements, but you're supposed to be in deep meditation. You got to think of colors. You got to think of your breath rate, because that's going to influence the state of your brain. And then you got to move energy. You got to cycle this energy around your body, and you got to be able to keep up doing the moves and all these different things, right? So with the theta wave entrainment and then you have different things with acupuncture. You understand like kidney issues, fear, and et cetera, right? So we're trying to remove fear from your body, so we have to have those mantras and things like that. Imagine it's already programmed in you by the time you get to your Qigong session, right? And you're already in a state of moving through the Qigong with those intentions and those colors and those different things already inside of your mind.
This now, is deep, Shannon. No, seriously. Like, this is not, you know, you come in for a half-day workshop, and now you can go and do it. Mm-hmm. This sounds like for real, like years and years of study, intense study at that.
Yeah. That's all I do, actually. I research, test, and go out and implement and just come back, research, test, implement, tweak, research, test, implement, tweak.
So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to ask, because you've mentioned meditation several times, mm-hmm. For someone who's new to meditation or who has not quite created their own practice, a steady, consistent practice as of yet, what's some of the best advice or most important advice you could give someone like that, who wants to get into meditation and tap into some of these higher, everything, living, being?
Well, usually when a beginner start, and I'm even speaking for myself, we start meditating, it's highly uncomfortable sitting there sometimes if you're doing in a lotus position or you're sitting in a chair after you spent a full day at work or in a car. And to keep your breath rate, it's like you're thinking, you're overthinking a lot, and then you're tired. So usually you fall asleep. So before meditation or getting into the habit of meditation, I would suggest learning how to breathe properly mm-hmm. in an awakened state. So when you go into a meditative state, you have the breath rate correct where it can keep you from falling asleep. Because if you're breathing too slow, it's going to make you go to sleep. You're breathing too fast, it's going to make you too awake. And then from there, stretching, learning how to have your body, what we call chi, which is energy, blood and chi flowing. So when you're sitting down, you're not getting like numb legs and things like that. So even learning a couple of acupressure points, you know, to do. And that's what I teach my students as well. Certain acupressure points we work on before we even start getting into meditation and qigong. So the numbness and all those things.
Okay. Well, so let me rephrase the question. What's a resource that a beginner should go to get more?
Oh, okay.
One resource.
let's see. See, I learned meditation through the Sarah Set Society.
Okay.
So
are you teaching meditation on YouTube or something like that?
Yeah, that's coming up. We're doing a series of videos this month with an occupational therapist that I work with.
Awesome.
So I'll have some stuff available on www.occupationcology.com.
Awesome. Audiopharmacology. All righty. We're going to keep an eye on you, Mr. Professor Shannon, because clearly, clearly we need some of this medicine.
Come get it.
You got it. Well, again, I thank you. I mean, a million times over. Like I said, I was so impressed by you and what you had to offer. And just the depth of knowledge you had. Because I feel like at that time when we met, you said that you had just started studying. And I think maybe you was just start studying something else. Because I'm like, this dude cannot just be brand new. Like, that's not possible. But, I mean, as deep as you are in it, it seems like this is just what you're supposed to be doing, which is kind of amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I was studying some of the things a little bit before. And when I met you, that's when it all got solidified, because it was like, okay, so phagio frequencies, blah, 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 blah. But then that winter solstice is like, bam, this is it. This is how this works. This is how this, and then everything, the universe started opening up, like the class, that's how that class came out. The universe opened up, how I showed you how everything's related from spine, chakras, and energy, existence, all of that. Yeah, that was something that was.
I don't know. I don't remember. I need a replay.
Oh man, it's gonna blow your mind. You ready? I like it. I love it.
Okay. I just need a couple of minutes a day because you play too much. I meditate on that. Well, again, we definitely gonna have to have you on again. Like, this was, definitely mind blowing. I don't know. We're gonna have to work together in some shape, form, or fashion. I gotta get you out to a broader audience.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I really look forward to it. And thanks for having me. And I've always loved your energy and your vibration, which shows a reflection of, you know, your level of consciousness. So, yes, let's do it.
Thank you. I vibrate high. Love it.
That's right.
Well, I always tell everybody, freedom requires friends. So to all the listeners, if you need a friend who clearly understands how sound affects and will affect your body and create healing through sound, you definitely want to check out Shannon Harris at audiopharmacology.com. That is trademarked, so don't be trying to use it. Don't want him to use the sound against you. So, but again, thank you, Shannon. Yeah, this has been awesome and amazing. I can't wait to see how we move on from here and what happens for you next. I can see some big things coming for you. So,
yeah, I'll keep you posted.
This episode of the Freedom Friends Show is brought to you by the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge. If you're ready to take back your power and achieve all of your dreams and goals, then join the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge today. That's coachyadamnself.com. CoachYourDamnSelf.com.